This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the unusual experience of being able to give you a little bit of good news here tonight with you in the studio. It's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
And welcome back, Mark, after a brief stint down to Florida. You're back for, what, the summer in New Hampshire?
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. I thought snowbirds were supposed to go to Florida in the winter.
Well, winter's just ending here.
I guess, yeah.
It only snowed like 3 or 4 days ago.
Not here in Keene.
It was a little bit.
You just weren't awake.
There were some flurries.
Yeah,
that's what we call snow. Snow, there's not rain flurries.
Well, I think that Captain Kickass knows a little bit about snow, given that he's from Wisconsin, where I imagine it gets a little bit colder than it does here.
Well, it's hard to tell, because in Wisconsin, everybody's a big booze hound, so...
Because you warmed up because of the booze.
Yeah.
And now there's good news out of Wisconsin that we're actually going to start the show with tonight, Captain Kickass. Apparently the Supreme Court has ruled the lockdowns are unconstitutional or illegal or what?
Overturned it. And that evening, the bars were packed.
Amazing.
I was considering maybe calling in tonight and purchasing a plane ticket to fly in and spend the weekend just so I could go to a freaking
bar
and have a beer again. Because, well, I mean, you know, bars are near and dear to my heart for many a reason. Not only did I grow up in Wisconsin where bars are part of the culture. Like, no matter what your religion is, it is an embedded part of the culture. So there's that portion of it. And then, of course, you're spending 20-plus years as a musician, well, you spend all of your weekends in the bars and dealing with people who work at bars, and your friends are people who work at bars, and even the musicians themselves work at bars and that kind of a thing. So it's a pretty big part of my life. And so to not only me personally sort of have that ripped away, but all of my musician friends and, you know, then, of course, all my family and friends back in the Wisconsin area sort of have that ripped away. You know, a guy feels for them, you know. I get a bit of sympathy or empathy for him. So it's nice to see that not only was it overturned, but then instantly everybody's like, yeah, let's go to the bar.
Right. I'm very glad that it was overturned by the Supreme Court, because I think this is really an important thing, is that I get that everybody was scared when this all started. I was scared when this all started.
But I wasn't scared about it. Who cares?
Well, that's because you don't care about death. You'll just die.
I mean, it's inconvenient.
Death is inconvenient?
Yeah.
It's not.
Well, if you have things to do, it's inconvenient if you die.
No, it's not.
It kind of gets in the way of your other
plans.
It's
not inconvenient. You're just dead. Like, your to-do list will still exist when you're dead, and you won't think about it. You're just dead.
Okay. Well, that's your interpretation.
Okay. I'd hate to think that I spend the rest of eternity worried about the to-do list that I didn't get fulfilled when I'm dead. By the way, great series from Amazon Prime called Upload. They've got the first season out. And
I heard mixed reactions on that.
I liked it.
Yeah?
I tend to not be very difficult when it comes to watching stuff, but this is a person who has, you know, this is a world in the future where your consciousness is replicated from your brain and put onto computers. And in this case, they're put onto these simulated environments that you pay for.
Okay.
And it goes from there. And it's fascinating, very good. And at this point, actually, these simulated environments don't allow you to work. But you could, presumably. And they haven't explored the world where you're allowed to work too much yet.
Interesting.
They're basically got you in a giant hotel. But anyway, so going on, people were scared when this all sort of happened, and I was scared when it all sort of happened, and I get that. But what we need to understand, this country was made great by people who had liberty, at least more liberty than we have now.
Right, sure.
And that what happened was somebody said a virus was going to be bad. And I'm not saying it wasn't going to be bad. I'm just saying that right now, what the results are probably not as bad as we all imagined. I frankly don't know anybody who has died from this. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not real, and it doesn't mean that somebody listening doesn't know three people who died from it. I'm just saying I personally do not know anybody. And, you know, the end result is, well, next year what's going to happen? Because now all somebody has to do, somebody with some cred, somebody with some letters behind their name.
Or a lab coat.
Or whatever, a lab coat and a stethoscope, has to get on TV and say, yep. It's going to be terrible. This
right.
is the
precedent
big one.
Has been set by all of these actions that have been taken because no politician wanted to be wrong. So everybody erred on the side of caution overly.
Right.
In,
but
in
that caution
opinion.
Was, in all likelihood, unconstitutional.
Yes,
right?
Very much so.
So when you're shutting down a church, you know that you've stepped over the line. Right.
Right?
If America is about one thing, it's the freedom of religion. This country was founded by religious kooks who came over and said, I can't live here anymore with you people and your crazy rules and your mixed up, dumb, wrong religion. I have to get out of here. And they picked up stakes and they went on a ride that many of them would not survive in order to come to stake claim in a land which would be,
they also wouldn't survive.
Right. Would right. Also, many of them wouldn't survive to finally build a nation where they could fight about their religions amongst each other.
Well, yeah, not so much, but like agree to have the right to have different religions.
It took them quite some, many, 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 many decades.
Well, that's the understanding that I think most, at least most people my age had growing up, was that, hey, you know, one of the great things about America, quote unquote, is that you can have whatever religion you want.
Today.
Yes.
Yeah,
correct.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right. Like you. The street you live on, there's a bunch of people with a bunch of different religions, and they all somehow don't try to burn each other at the stake. But it took a long time, even in the United States, for that to happen.
Sure.
You know, the Puritans killed the Quakers. The Catholics were stuck in Maryland. Yeah, it was a whole big mess. And I think we need to, as a country, come together on the notion that while we were scared, and being scared is okay, and while we made a mistake, and making mistakes is okay, we made a mistake.
What
and
was the mistake?
It can't happen again. To allow politicians to take away everyone's freedom, healthy people, to quarantine healthy people.
Mm-hmm.
It's never been done before that I know of in the history of mankind. You can give suggestions. And I think, there's some great suggestions out there. I like the ideas of masks. I like the idea of doing away with handshaking.
I don't.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's it. But, you know, handshaking is a two-person thing, and you can't shake the hand if somebody doesn't want to, right?
You don't
want to
do it, that's fine.
You know? So,
your body, you do what you want with it.
I think there's a lot of things that we can learn from this, but one of the things that I think that's desperately important that we need to learn from this is that you can't lock down the country. You can't give them
apparently
the power.
Apparently they can.
Well,
and they did.
They can and they did, and that's
and
a real problem.
I'm not convinced that they're ever letting go, right?
Well, they're not going to do it willingly.
Well,
like,
no.
Like, you know, the way that a compliant person doesn't get their freedom.
Well, they don't want it.
They haven't demonstrated that they wanted it.
Right.
Right?
They got
but
what they deserve.
History shows again and again and again that compliant people don't get their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It's people who are willing to stand up in whatever manner they stand up. Look, I don't think it's the greatest idea in the world to walk into the state house with long guns. But
apparently it
this
got
country
the,
was built by people willing to walk into government buildings with long guns.
Seems like a pretty good tactic, actually. MSN and Bloomberg reporting that Michigan actually canceled their legislative session because of an armed protest possibility.
Right. There was a protest planned. I don't know if the protest, I believe the protest was carried out.
I think it did, yeah.
But they were going to protest while the politicians were in the
session,
building. Yeah,
right.
In session.
So they canceled the session.
And what happened during their last protest was all the armed people showed showed up and they made their way into like the balconies and stuff.
Yeah,
and that kind of
like
and like some of the politicians were wearing like bulletproof vests and things because they were afraid, as they should be. Because
Like your government being afraid of you is a good thing.
That's right.
Yes, yes. People should not fear their governments. Governments should fear their people.
Indeed. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. So we're going to find out what happened in Wisconsin. Is it all over? Is the lockdown completely undone by this court decision? Or is there still some sort of mandatory reopening guidelines? What's it actually look like? Are the bars open, but are they forcing people to sit 6 feet away from each other? What's the situation there? If you're in Wisconsin or anywhere else you want to join us, you can.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynovite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynovite gives nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynovite at DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
toll-free. Join us here if you want to get on the radio and talk about whatever's on your mind. You can do that. Take control of the airwaves. The number's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currency like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, DIVIProject.org. So, Captain Kickass, you brought in some really good-sounding news, and I don't know any of the details. I saw a couple of the headlines, and I thought, wow, that sounds pretty promising. Wisconsin, which is your home state.
Yep, I was born there. Grew up there.
You haven't probably lived there in quite a long time, but that is where
well over 20 years. Yeah.
It looks like they may be heading up some of the resistance there, at least to some extent, against these lockdowns, with a surprising rebuff coming from the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Tell me what happened.
Well, I mean, all I know is that the Supreme Court did overturn the ruling. They said that the governor didn't have the authority to do what he did, and therefore it's thrown out the window.
Now, this is a Democratic governor, from what I understand.
Yes.
Okay.
And if a governor doesn't have the authority to do a lockdown, then nobody does. The president didn't.
Right.
Certainly. Martial law has not been declared. As many times as they can say that this is a war on corona, it's
been my contention that none of these politicians had the authority to do any of this.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, everybody complied with it anyway.
Well, I think that like right now, you can comply with the lockdown. Largely, I am not going out, but then again,
I can't.
You
never anyway. You just kind of stayed at home anyway.
Right. I mean, I've been social distancing for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. As a lifestyle, basically.
Right. I mean, yeah. Do I go to bars now and then? Do I go to restaurants? Yeah, I like to go to restaurants.
Yeah, me too.
But, I don't work in an office, in a cubicle like I used to, and I don't go to school. My son was going to school, but I got to say, those things are terrible viral cesspools. Thank God they've got those things locked down.
So this article was from the Washington Post that I brought in, and it just goes into on Wednesday night, just hours after the Wisconsin Supreme Court threw out the state stay-at-home order, Nick's on Second, that's a bar, was packed wall-to-wall, standing room only.
Love it.
It was sometime after 10 p.m. when long cool woman in a black dress by the Hollies came over the sound system, and a bartender took out his camera. In a Twitter broadcast, he surveyed the room of maskless patrons crammed together, partying like it was 2019.
All right.
A few were pounding on the bar to the beat. Some were clapping their hands in the air. Some were fist pumping. A scene so joyous they could have been celebrating the end of the worst pandemic in a century.
Wow.
Instead, as Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, Democrat, knew, they were just celebrating the apparent end of his power over them, at least for now. We're the Wild West, Evers told in MSNBC's Ali Velshi on Wednesday, reacting to the state Supreme Court's ruling and the scenes of people partying in bars all across Wisconsin. There are no restrictions at all across the state of Wisconsin. So at this point in time,
really,
there's nothing that's compelling people to do anything other than having chaos here, which,
chaos.
Chaos it was.
That's what we're calling whatever existed
before,
prior to COVID-19 is chaos.
Uh-huh. Right after.
I mean, this is.
Yeah, it's.
Like,
I'm surprised they didn't use the A word there, right?
This is why. Reporters, this is why America hates you. Because you will write crap like this.
Yeah, it's a pretty horrible story. I mean, it's a great story in the information but like the author is obviously very biased and also, spewing the views from the politician's point of view.
I mean, chaos? God.
It's not. And they're actually going to get more into it in just a second. Right after the Supreme Court's conservative majority issued a 4-3 ruling invalidating the extension of the stay-at-home order issued by Evers' appointed state health chief, the Tavern League of Wisconsin, most states I don't think have a Tavern League. Yeah, the Tavern League of Wisconsin instructed its members to feel free to, quote, and all caps, open immediately. So the, right. The League of Taverns, like, as soon as it happened, they're, like, emailing everybody, calling everybody, open your doors, people, go back to business. So with ever statewide orders kaput, local health authorities scrambled to issue or extend citywide or countywide stay-at-home orders, creating a hodgepodge of rules and regulations all across the state that are bound to cause confusion, not to mention some traffic across county lines.
So just to be clear, the governor, the top, you know, dog or whatever in the state, ordered people to stay home, ordered a lockdown against businesses, ordered this and that. All of that's been overturned by the Supreme Court. And what do? The little tyrants go out and issue their own orders.
Well, so
first thing.
So, and of course,
they can't.
This is how
they did.
This is how the micro tyrants work, though, right?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, the top down, right? And so everybody feels like they're a miniature version of the guy above them, right?
Right. So even though the guy above them got slapped down by the Supreme Court, they just went right ahead and did their own thing and issued similar orders.
Mayors and county leaders and that type of thing were like, well, okay, you know, it's not,
Well, if he didn't have the authority, I do.
Right. I'm the leader of this.
You'll do what I say.
Geographic area inside of a much larger geographic area. And so I'm saying that, you know, my territory doesn't follow those rules.
Well, okay, so how many people of these restaurants, after they threw their doors open in excitement after the Supreme Court said, all right, well, we're overturning this, then when the local health board or whatever bureaucrat, town mayor, said, no, we are locking things down here in Wausau, or whatever, you know, we're locking it down in Madison. How many of them then closed their doors obediently and said, oh, boo, I guess we're not open yet?
I'm guessing none.
Okay.
I'm guessing all of the bars were like, woohoo! And then if any city or any authorities, you know, at the city or the county level or a town level were like, oh, no, you can't do, I bet you they were just like, sorry, pal, we're open. You know,
we're open.
Shut me down if you want to.
How many times can you shut me down and open me back up is really the question. It's one thing when it's just sort of like, hey, here it is, the impending doom, the storm clouds are coming, but, you know, this whole, there's going to be a resurgence, so we got to be prepared. No, we don't have to be prepared. And if there's a resurgence, we'll deal with it the same way we've dealt with viruses for as long as humans have been around.
I want to bring Val on the line here. She's in Delaware. Val, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you. I am a veteran. I was in a very sensitive capacity. I was an intelligence agent in a nuclear missile unit on the Czechoslovakian border.
So, like, turning the keys kind of thing? Like, you were one of the ones that, like, would turn the keys in the little panel?
No, I wouldn't do that. That's where 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue comes in.
Okay.
What were you calling about tonight, Val?
I'm calling about the idea that they're not, or maybe not, considering all the factors that could play a role in this.
Who's that?
There are big countries that want to take over the world. I don't know if they've watched too many cartoons or what. But in any event, they may have gotten their heads together. And I know that they are forgetting one little bitty factor.
All right, sounds like a conspiracy theory. Hang on, Val. We'll let you tell your story or your theory or whatever it is here in moments. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of COVID-19 cases in Arkansas continues to rise as the state works on reopening. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
What I look at is our hospitalizations, which is still one of the lowest in the country at less than 100. I look at the number of cases, but more importantly, the testing that we're doing and our positivity rate, and that is still very low. So there are a lot of good indicators in Arkansas, but we still want to be careful.
Parts of New York are starting to reopen. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We're right about where we were when we started. We just want to make sure we don't go back to the hell that we've gone through. And when we talk about reopening, that's a discussion. We have half the state now in terms of regions, which is now in the process of reopening.
This is USA Radio News. House Republicans say they won't restore a controversial member's responsibilities. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he didn't tell Steve King that he would be exonerated and reinstated to the committee assignments he was removed from last year.
Congressman King's comments cannot be exonerated, and I never said that.
King's controversial statements about white supremacy and Western civilization has led to the Iowa Republicans' removal.
Committee assignments are decided by the steering committee, and he'll have the opportunity to make his case. Talking to members on the steering committee, I think he'd get the same answer that he got before.
Steve King is in a primary fight in Iowa for his House seat. Comedic actor Fred Willard, who was featured in classic films such as This is Spinal Tap, Best in Show, and Anchorman, has died. Fred Willard was a four-time Emmy nominee for his role in What's Hot and What's Not, Everybody Loves Raymond, Modern Family, and The Bold and the Beautiful. He was 86. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
the Reverend Captain Kickass,
and Mark.
And I want you to check out Bitcoin.com. Why? Because it's about time that you start learning about cryptocurrency. When's a better time going to be than when you got a little extra on your hands?
Yeah, now right? Is a great time, and Bitcoin.com is the place to go.
It's a great place to get started. And also, if you're not new to cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then you can get some of the latest news headlines there on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. They do a really great job of following all kinds of things in the world of cryptocurrency at news.bitcoin.com. As we go back to the phones here, Val is on the line in Delaware. Val, you're back on Free Talk Live. I'm not sure what you were trying to get at a moment ago. It sounded a little conspiratorial. What were you trying to share?
Well, I'm getting at the point here is, have people considered, why is this happening now? And
why is what happening
part of the
now?
Reason is because these communists want to take over the world.
Who does?
They don't
who?
Want it destroyed.
Val, communists. Who? Communists?
Yes.
Okay. So is
just
to clarify.
They don't want to do it.
Is Donald Trump a communist?
I'm sorry to say it again.
Is Donald Trump one of the communists?
Perhaps.
Okay. Got it. Go ahead.
Okay. his father-in-law is.
All right.
In any event, he's not helping anything. And my point here is that we are overlooking a possibility, and I did my homework, and I have provided useful intel for global security in military and now in civilian life. And I think Libya needs to be looked at, considering years ago when he was having a caravan with his family members.
Libya?
It's the pronouns that are getting me here, Val. It's the he and the they and that sort of thing.
She said Libya. Did you say
right.
Libya?
But she said Libya he. Who is he?
Omar Gaddafi.
Great. Now.
Okay. Now, if you'll listen to me.
I'm trying to listen. I need to understand,
okay.
Though.
You're not, because you're not intel, but people out there that may, I hope this gets to him. I couldn't even get to a school board member. I didn't go through what I went through and pass.
But we're not going to have time to get into all whatever you went through.
I'm not, but I just
want to say this, Val. It sounds like you're trying to get the message out about something. You're saying that maybe Mark can't understand because he's not intel. We have to understand that most of our listeners are probably not intel. They're probably just average folks who are listening to the radio.
Well, the ones that are will assess this. And think about it, and it could stop.
Well, we don't even know what you're talking about, and you haven't been really clear at all.
Well, because you keep interrupting me.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Spit it out.
Okay? Okay.
You've got 20 seconds. Sum it up.
Years ago, he's communist. He's in a little country in Africa. They were on a convoy vacation with his family, and it was known, and we went for a hit. And we got a hit, only missed him, and got either his wife or his wife and daughter. And that didn't set well. And if he's no longer with us, his cronies are very loyal, and they have a lot to provide. So what I'm saying is that they could be involved, and they have an antidote, and they're not going to stop.
Okay. Well, I gotta say, I'm not really concerned with what Libya is going to do or what they have planned, whether they have an antidote or whether they're involved, because it's not Libya who is threatening people with violence where I live. It's not Libya or whoever is in charge over there, right, after Gaddafi got iced.
Nobody's
in charge?
Not really.
He lives next door.
Hope nobody lives next door.
So I'm sorry. I'm just, color me unconcerned. Thank you, Val, for the call tonight.
I will say this, right? Like, she's correct that there are people that wish to rule the world. Mm-hmm. And, some have done a better job of pulling that off than others. Lots of people have talked about this being a biological weapon. Everything that I read in the news suggests that it is not.
It's kind of a crappy one, if that was what,
Yeah, it's really not a good biological
weapon.
Everything that I read in the news suggests that, in fact, it comes from bats, that bats have lots of coronaviruses, mm-hmm. and that COVID-19 is from the, SARS-CoV-2 strain or whatever. And
yeah,
that it's
H2
probably
or H3N2 or whatever it is. It's the H and N named convention.
We got Jill. She's on the line in Richmond, Virginia, listening to WNTW. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, Jill.
In Virginia, the governor was clamping down. He moved it back the time that the state could open up. Then he finally said, all right, this Friday. And then the mayor of Richmond, he started clamping down for another 2 weeks, he said. This is so ridiculous. But anyway, who knows what's going to happen next. And then, you know what else? The senator or former senator Tim Kaine. Senator Tim Kaine was on the radio one time, and he was making some remarks about capitalists would be better advised to, they would be better advised if they would look more long range, and that would be better way to do for them to succeed or some such stuff as this. And I thought of telling him, only I didn't manage to get through, that those people, businessmen, do not need Tim Kaine or any other politician to tell them how to do their job.
Absolutely.
Amen.
If they were any good at doing something, they'd go and get a productive job. And I mean they, meaning the politicians. They'd go and do something valuable with their time and their lives instead of just trying to tell everybody what to do. They didn't earn their positions in any legitimate manner. They were just foisted upon us in this insane system that we've been, you know, we've all grown up with that we're supposed to believe is somehow beneficial to us, when the fact is it just aggregates more control to people like this Tim Kaine guy that you're talking about. Didn't he run for president once or something like that? That name sounds familiar.
Oh, he was the governor of the state at one time.
I see.
I think he was mayor of Richmond.
Maybe that's why I've heard of him, because he was a governor and we're on the air there.
I don't remember that he ran for president. He may have tried to do it.
Well, as usual, Jill, you're spot on. Is there anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Well, I guess I've said what I had to say this time.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Graham. He's in Erie, Pennsylvania. Graham, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, I called last weekend about buying silver at a store despite the coronavirus shutdown in my state.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. We were asking you to call back if you were able to actually go to the store and walk in and purchase anything. Did that happen?
Yeah, I was able to today.
Nice. Tell us.
I went into a local store that buys and sells silver and jewelry. I asked them, you know, if they were open, that type of stuff. I had to have the mask on, and they had, like, little makeshift plastic barriers between the customer and the store clerk.
Jeez.
So all told and settled, it took like 10, 15 minutes for the transaction to be completed.
That sounds like a long time.
Yeah, is that normal?
Yeah,
like, or is that longer than
normal?
Yeah,
why would it take so long? Was there a line of people in front of you?
No. It was only two people at a time. Only two customers at a time are allowed in the store.
So they did have some additional restrictions. Not only did you have to wear the mask, but then they only allowed two people in at the time.
Now, what would have happened if you had said, no thanks, I'm not going to wear a mask?
I couldn't have bought silver.
Why?
They wouldn't have let me in.
Really?
Are you sure? Fears of the coronavirus spreading. That's what they said.
Interesting. Because I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not interested in wearing a mask, and I am going to tell people that I have an objection, you know, either religious or medical, and see what they say. And if they still don't want my business, well, I'll go buy silver from somewhere else. But, Graham, thanks for your call, man. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. People, I think, need to push back about this. If you don't want to live in this, medical authoritarian state, then you got to stand up and refuse to go along with these so-called orders. 855-450-FREE, or policies that businesses are now making based on their belief that these orders are legitimate. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A little bit of good news from Wisconsin. It looks like apparently the Supreme Court there overturned like all of the lockdown-related stuff.
Yeah, so they basically said, we're not going to continue it. It's against our state's constitution or something like
that. Which is awesome because the counter story to that was, I think it was a week or so ago, we talked about the Supreme Court in the United States will not lift the Pennsylvania governor's shutdown order. So apparently the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania said these orders are totally fine. They appealed that to the Supreme Court of the United States, and they refused to hear the case, which basically upholds the lower court's decision.
Well, and what was it that happened here in New Hampshire? Didn't somebody try to put the suit together, and the New Hampshire court was like,
yes.
Nope, we're not going to hear it?
No. What happened here was very early on, it was like 2 months ago, so
yeah.
right in the beginning of this, there was a Free Stater, Liberty guy, who's an attorney. His name's Dan Hines. He's also a former state rep.
Right.
He filed the case on behalf of, I believe, three individuals, one of whom I believe is the head of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance,
okay.
If I recall correctly. But anyway, he filed this case and lost at the district court level, or superior court level, whichever court it was heard in.
Yeah.
He lost at that level, and they chose not to appeal.
Oh, okay. So they could have appealed. Well, that's interesting.
You'll have to ask Dan what his reasoning for it is. Usually, unless a case is
I just bring that up because I wanted to highlight, we'll call it the chaos, but when you get different states doing different things, I mean, that's kind of the idea behind having different states is that, if you don't like how things are in one area, you can go to another area where things are, that kind of thing. Things are supposed to be different. It's not supposed to be homogenous.
That's true.
It's not all supposed to be, the federal government rules over every state, and every state does what the federal government says they're supposed to do, which is what has been happening. We've been seeing this monkey see, monkey do attitude. One state does something, that's their reaction to COVID-19, and then all of the other states follow suit immediately after.
Yeah, and of course the media is trying to make this Wisconsin story sound like, it's just political. And maybe it was. I don't know. Apparently it's a Democratic governor.
It is.
And I don't know how the political viewpoint is of the Supreme Court members there, but I think they're suggesting that maybe they were, like, Republican-appointed or something like that.
Well, and Governor Evers in this article says that he fears that the court order would cause the one thing he was trying to prevent, more death. Like, I mean, maybe not in the long run. You know, people get cirrhosis of the liver and that kind of from drinking too much.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, this is the bulwark against which the pro-lockdown people are hiding, right? Like, this, they're hiding behind this.
Yeah.
If it saves only one life, well, what about people's livelihoods at the same time?
They don't care about that.
What about their mental health?
They don't care about that.
Well, I think they do care about it. It's just that they're lying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when they say they're out to save a life, they're not.
Right.
They're saying that, you know, this is a political football, and our team has chosen this particular course of action. And that's what's really destructive here, is that you should be able to do what you want to do to defend your health and to do what you want with your business without having to be like, I'm pro-Trump or I'm against Trump. Like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
I don't care about that.
And where were all these people caring so much when the flu season came around every year for however long humanity's been around?
I have turned my opinion on the flu.
Yeah?
So what was your opinion on the flu?
It's not that, 30,000 to 70,000 people die per year by the flu.
Right.
That's not an opinion.
That's what yes, it is.
Is it?
It's the opinion of the Center for Disease Control.
Okay.
But I've read an article that...
isn't that an estimate?
It's an estimate,
okay.
Yeah. I've read an article by they do some testing and then they extrapolate from there how many people die of the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article by a doctor who said, I've only had one person die from the flu on my watch. So that doctor doesn't think that nearly as many people are dying from the flu as they're saying. That, in fact, it's not that the number, you know, like COVID-19 is just now reaching the numbers that the flu kills in a given,
it's above it.
Yeah, it's above it, but just recently above it. But
we've also seen
those
numbers were probably
BS from the beginning.
Of course they are.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've talked about that the whole time, that they're essentially blown up those numbers. Big time.
But they're blowing up the flu numbers, is what I mean.
I'm talking about the COVID-19 numbers are blown up big time.
I've looked at the excess death numbers and run them alongside of the COVID numbers, and I will agree with you that a certain amount of people, but not even half.
But we agree that everybody is basically using the CDC numbers at this point, right? As far as the number of deaths.
That's for flu?
For flu, right. For flu and COVID. And I believe both numbers are incorrect in some way, shape, or form. But they're the measuring stick of, you know, everybody at this point. So my point is that all these people who are like, if it only saves just one life, where were they when they had the flu and they had to go to the grocery store to pick up their flu medicine and spread it around to everybody? Mm-hmm. It's a guilt trip is all it is, and I'm tired of it.
Let's talk to Jerry. He's in Reno, Nevada. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for having me, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Go ahead, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Hey, in regards to one of you gentlemen, I forgot which one, stated that he does not like wearing a mask, and I fit the bill there. I have not worn a mask and will not and choose not.
Yeah, I just want to clarify. I have not worn a mask. Not that I don't like it. I imagine I wouldn't like it, but I've never actually tried it, and I'm not going to do it.
I just got a really cool biker's mask for pollution. It's very comfortable, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, well, whatever. Go ahead, Jerry. Go ahead and share with your thoughts on this.
Okay, thank you. I went to a rally or a protest here in Reno, Nevada, about a week or so ago, and a lady was kind enough to give me a flyer. And let me quickly just try to read two or three sentences.
All right.
How it states, I'm exempt from all regulation mandating face mask usage in public. Wearing a face mask poses a health risk to me. Under the ADA and HIPAA, I am not required to disclose my medical condition to anyone. And then it goes on to give a Department of Justice ADA violation 1-800 number. And then it gives the fines for violations of those orders. And I agree with you, gentlemen, when you definitely said it takes away from our constitutional rights.
Yeah, I think that the constitutional rights took a real blow this year, and that the only way that we can claw back some of them, because they never, once they're gone, they tend to, you know, when the government expands, you don't get the whole thing back. And I like to use prohibition. I mean, now we have licensing of, you can't brew, you can't distill liquor in your house.
Not legally.
Not in many states.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you can't, you know, before the TSA, remember when you used to go meet people coming out of the airplane at the terminal
right
door?
At the terminal and be able to wave by.
Yeah, it was really a cool part of going to get somebody from the airport, and that just doesn't happen
anymore. Or dropping
anymore.
Somebody off. You got like a kid or something, you can take them right up to the terminal.
Yeah, that's
true. Can't do that anymore.
Right.
In fact, they were even, Mark, talking about banning in, like, you know, what are they going to do to stop this in the future? They were talking about prohibiting anyone from even coming into the airport who doesn't have business there. So you wouldn't even be able to walk in and go to the ticket counter with, you know, your kid or whatever, right? Like, you'd have to stay outside. That's one of the things they're proposing. But, Jerry, I'm with you on this. And that flyer that you're talking about, I think we saw a copy of that. It was floating around one of the chat groups, the activist chats here in this area.
Yeah, a couple different versions have surfaced. And they all basically say the same thing that Jerry said. So I think they're consistent.
I'll say this. I don't care for HIPAA. I don't care for government, you know, mandates and federal rulings or whatever. You know, the flyer sort of cites these federal this and that protections and all this. I don't care about all that stuff. I think that, you know, I'd rather see the federal government disappear. But as long as they're going to be trying to impose some sort of authoritarian scheme, I don't think there's anything wrong with citing their own rules and saying, oh, yeah, well, this authoritarian thing over here says that I can wear this mask. So whatever it takes to be able to live your life to some normalcy, I think, is worth doing. And, Jerry, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Don't forget, in this country, you still have the right to peaceably assemble.
Yes, you do, although they've been arresting people for that in some places.
Yeah, gathering in more than 10 people and all that kind of thing. I just want to make it clear, my point on the mask, I'm not wearing one. I don't think it's necessary. The information that I've read suggests that even the scientists disagree on whether it's effective or not, particularly the cloth ones. I'm not talking about the N95s. I just want to be clear that if you want to wear one.
Go for it.
But if you're wearing one because you've been required to by your government, then I disagree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have a problem with people wearing masks. Like when I was in Tokyo, it's not uncommon there. In Asian countries, it's something that people do relatively regularly.
I think wearing masks is a great idea, but, and I will quote Sam Adams here, if you like it because you're being forced to do it, may your chains rest lightly upon you.
Indeed. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like Freedom, Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with ExtendoVite.